This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. We have made it. Man, we got some great stuff we'll be dealing with this afternoon. We've got our good friend, Dr. Dave Brett, dropping by. Economy seems to be doing pretty well. Looking at unemployment numbers, looking at inflation numbers. I mean, honest to goodness, it just looks like we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing. The only thing is, you've got that Fed chair, Jerome Powell, who has essentially declared this war with President Trump. And because of that, you and I continue to pay higher interest rates. So hopefully the good doctor, Dave Brett, will be able to explain a little bit about that, maybe give us some idea which way we are headed and what could happen. Does Jerome Powell exit early? Probably not. Does President Trump actually take steps to have him removed? I don't know. But Dave Brett will have a little insight on that. And because it's Friday, which, according to my calendar, is exactly the day before Saturday, we will have Stan Drewski here at 4:35. Stan, as you know, is the host of In the Garage with Stan and Drewski. So looking forward to all of that. I mentioned it's Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. I wear red, R-E-D. Why? R-E-D. Remember Everyone Deployed. Great program started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back just saying, hey, on Fridays, pick out something red to wear. Could be a shirt, could be your socks or your pants. I would also suggest that you always have available to you, just in the case of an emergency. Let's say that your laundry fairy has not placed a red shirt or something in rotation. Well, you reach out to Emily Morrissey, my dear friend, my best buddy down there in Midlothian, emilysbracelets.com, and you order yourself a couple of red bracelets. And that way, you are always, always covered. Just try to be helpful here, your friendly old helpful Uncle Jeff. And because it's Friday, I wear my Peppa Pig hat because, well, you know, nothing says Friday like a little dose of Peppa pig. Remind you about the James River Air text line. That is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. It's like nails on a chalkboard listening to Abigail Spamberger tell yet another lie. And you'll notice this talent that Abigail Spamberger has. She is able to tell you things that are patently untrue, demonstrably untrue, easily proven to be untrue, and she will look you straight in the eyes and tell you those things. It's an unbelievable skill. I just assume it's something she picked up working for the CIA, which is why so many people have dubbed her CIA Abby. I don't know exactly what she did. She now ignores her time in law enforcement. Have you noticed that? It's weird. When she was looking for votes from cops, she played up the fact that for a brief period of time, she was a postal inspector. That's a great job, by the way. United States Postal Inspection Service is actually the oldest federal law enforcement agency in America. Bet you didn't know that, unless you listened to me, in which case I've told you that before. But she doesn't talk about that. Now maybe once she gets out there on the campaign trail and she's trying to convince cops that she actually cares about him, which is untrue, maybe then she'll play up her law enforcement experience. I don't know. I just don't know. What I do know is that I listen to her, I watch her, and I really am in this really odd sort of a way impressed with her ability to look you dead center in the eyes and then just give you a big line of bullcrap. She never cracks a smile. You don't want to play poker with her, I'll tell you that. That I figured out already. Not that I've ever been invited, nor would I be inviting her, but man, it's something. Governor Glenn Youngkin was here yesterday. Governor Glenn Youngkin explained what happened with these CNBC ratings. Everybody with even two synapses firing is looking at this and saying, huh, do you think there's a political angle here? Do you think the network that gave you Erin Burnett and some other very notable leftists sees an election coming up in Virginia, sees a chance to score some cheap political points and take a really, really cheap political shot at Lieutenant Governor Sears? You think that's part of this? I'm going to tell you flat out it is. There's no way that it's not. If you look at the real numbers, and I know they're numbers, man, and so yeah, I don't like numbers either, but look at the numbers and look at the number of companies relocating to Virginia. Take a look at the number of dollars coming into Virginia. I mean, really. Think about it. Think about it. Just some thoughts. Oh, I have to go over to New American Arms. 6017 West Broad Street, by the way, the West End. I've got to go over there and get something new. And I'm not quite sure what it is that I'm going to get. I'm actually, as we speak, if I sound slightly distracted, I am texting back and forth with a friend of mine who really is a, he knows firearms, knows them far better than I am, than I do. And I said to him, I said, hey, you know, I got to get over to New American Arms, once again, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. I wanted to find out if they have the Strikeman dry fire laser kit. Have you seen these? I've not gotten one yet. But it has popped up in so many of my feeds. It's a cartridge. You know, in my case, I think I'm going to get a 9mm. And you chamber it, And then you dry fire with this target, and it feeds you all of the information, not just, hey, you hit the target, not just great shot or this ring or that ring or, you know, it's center of mass or stuff. No, but all sorts of stuff right there on an app, and it's all laser. And right now they've got them on sale. That's the reason that I really was paying attention to them. And I thought, you know, for $88, I'm going to roll the dice. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, Jeff, why would I buy it online when I can probably get it over there at New American Arms? So anyway, so I was chatting with my buddy Miles about this, and I was telling him, I've got to get over there, I've got to get a little something new, and he's talking about all the things that they can do at New American, including custom building a rifle. So I asked him about an AR. I don't have one of those in the collection. And then I'm wondering, do I need one? Do you have one? Do me a favor. Hit me on the James River Air text line, please. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Do you have an AR? And what do you think of them? And what do? You've taken it out on the range, I'm assuming. And you've shot it. You've thrown some lead downrange. Do you like it? Is it worth it? Is it something I should have in the collection? And I don't know. I've shot it once or twice here and there, but I'm just being brutally honest with you. It's just not something that I've spent a lot of time with. And Miles is saying, well, what about a really good quality pistol? I thought, yeah, it's another option. I am curious, though, about the AR. So I'm just throwing it out there to you. If you have an AR, you've got a little bit of experience. If you just bought it yesterday, that's not going to help. But if you've had it a while and you've had it on the range, let me know what you thought of it. How was the handling? Recoil? Was there anything there? 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. So you hit me up there, and I will share it with everybody. Oh, next week, Jer, make a note of this, please. We will have tickets next week for the Outlaw Music Festival at the Virginia Credit Union Home Loan Amphitheater out there at the beach. Yeah. So that's next week. But it's every day next week. So make a note of that for yourself. And Jeremy, you make a note of that. I wrote it down here, and I want you to be aware of it as well. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Friday, yeah. Oh, no, that's all. That's all. It is Friday, and we're going to be celebrating for sure. 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. Please feel free to shoot me a shoot me a text. I say that all the time, and now I'm asking you about a little firearms advice. Now, Jeff, I have the Strikeman system. It is awesome. Great to learn hip firing. Oh, very cool. Very cool. Somebody sent me notes, said they have 3 ARs in their collection and actually built 2 of them. I'm not building anything. I will just tell you that right now. Legos as a kid, and then I was out of the building business. Let's see. 757 says, I got the parts for an AR for under $500. It's actually wonderful. Somebody else saying, yep, I've got a few ARs in my collection. A well-built one or from a good manufacturer is a lot of fun. And then you can outfit it with your own custom gadgets like lights and optics. They're reliable. And best of all, the gas action actually eats up the recoil, makes it a pleasure to shoot. Ooh, nice. I like mine so much, I've been hunting with it instead of my 30-06. Oh, that's pretty cool. Jeff, Craig says, if you buy an inexpensive AR, do not put a bump stock on it. The heat from the rapid fire will warp the barrel. Very dangerous. Yikes. Wow. Well, whatever. Jeff, we have reserved a campsite for the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The show. All right. Steve the Painter is going to his show. He got some sort of tickets there. Germ, do me a favor. Take a look at that James River Air text line because Steve the Painter says he, well, I don't actually know what he's talking about. There's a shock for you, right? Yeah. All right. But anyway, you take a look at that. Ooh. All right. Now. I'm hearing that Wilson and Staccato will both put a red dot on your pistol at the factory and sight it in. Oh, I like the idea. I've just decided everything's got to have the red dot now. I don't know if it's because it's showing up more in television shows or just the fact that I've been reading about it and watching certain things. But the red dots that you can have now, that sighting system, are just incredible. So I would definitely like to do that. And Wilson and Staccato, those are upper end pistols, but they're really quality, and they've got them. Yeah, you can get them at New American Arms. All right. What else have we got going on? We've got the economy. We've got to talk about that. Dr. Dave Brand is going to be here in just a couple of moments. We'll chat about Jerome Powell and the obstacles that he presents to making the economy even better. All right? Yeah, I would love to see it get cooking even better than it is. And you know what? It's pretty doggone good as it is. 823 says, Jeff, if you want a fun pistol, go buy a Desert Eagle 50 caliber. Ooh, all right. I think I may have shot one of those at some point. Next week, we do have the tickets. I remind you, Outlaw Music Festival out at the beach. It's going to be July the 29th, but the tickets we're going to give away every single day. Next week, Monday morning, Rich Herrera will be back, and we're looking forward to him returning 6 a.m. on Monday. It is 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. So much that we are going to be chatting about this afternoon. Economic numbers? Well, I guess at this point it depends who you ask. Yesterday, Governor Youngkin was with us. We were talking about these CNBC numbers that Abigail Spamberger and the rest of the leftists are out there talking about. Oh, look, they've all reversed to first to fourth, and it's because Governor Youngkin addressed it yesterday, and we'll share some of that audio with you a little bit later in the program, just so you understand what Spamberger is out there doing right now is the same as she's always done, which is to look you right in the eyes and then tell you a big, giant whopper of a lie in hopes that you'll be fooled and tricked into voting for her. That's all. I just want to be very clear on that. But is Jerome Powell the problem here? President Trump obviously doesn't want him there. President Trump would like these rate cuts to happen sooner rather than later. And Jerome Powell, in the last few months of his term, says, nope, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. I don't know. Now, I've got a couple of favorite economists. I've talked about them through the years. Adam Smith, pretty good. Milton Friedman, not bad. Dr. Dave Brat, best of the best. And since it's only Dr. Brad who talks to me at this point, and he talks to us each and every Friday, which is fantastic, he's joining us. I remind you that Dave Brat is the vice president for business relations at Liberty University, which is an amazing school. And if you have kids or grandkids or you just know folks who are thinking about college, they really should look at Liberty, put it on the list. But Dave is never here on behalf of Liberty. Just want to be clear. It's just Dave is as a brilliant guy and a really nice guy, friend of this program, joining us to talk about some stuff and bat it around a little bit. Dave, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, great to be on. Thanks much, Jeff.
It is always great to hear your voice. So explain to us, is Jerome Powell the big roadblock here to getting the economy firing on every single solitary cylinder?
Well, the short answer is it's never personalities, right? It's institutions. And the Federal Reserve is to blame. If people want to go out and look, I got about 20 charts up on an inflation thing, what went wrong in 1971 when we went off the gold standard. And so the Federal Reserve is responsible for massive inflation over these 50 years. They're responsible. The deficit started right there at about 1971. You can go look at the charts I've got up. Right. And then, but there's some surprising things in there. Illegal immigration started at 71, right? So this is a sign that the Fed stands for Wall Street and the globalists and not for the American citizen anymore. And then there's a technical piece. You can go study this, but it's the breakaway of GDP per capita, which is just if you take the whole economy, right, the total amount we make every year divided by the people.
Right.
But then contrast that with real wages for the working class. And what you'll find is median wages for the working class is flatter than a pancake, and the rich are getting richer and richer and richer. And so what's that led to? And the Federal Reserve, this is all 1971 on. And you won't believe these charts. Back at 71, average family formation was 5 kids. Now it's 2. In 71, average age of marriage was 22, 21 for men and women. Now it's 30. Household ownership used to be young. Now it's old, if possible at all. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, right? So when you say it's Fed Powell, it's what you're really saying is, does the Fed do policy on behalf of the American worker, or do they do work on behalf of the rich elites, right? The top 10% own 90% of the stocks. And that's the long going thing. And luckily our new Secretary of Treasury, Bessent, who's a really smart guy. And, he's had the classic phrase, right? Wall Street's had its run. They've had their turn. Now it's the turn for Main Street. And so, the current Fed Chair Powell, in the midst of everything that's going on, right, the past history shows the normal Fed would be lowering rates right now, and so he's not. Yeah. So then you say, why not? And he and Trump are in a little political clash. And so there's a little politics being played, I think.
Interesting. What sort of a difference do you think it would make in the short term, Dave, if Jerome Powell were doing things at the Fed the way that they have been done in the past? In other words, saying, yeah, you're right, we've got to cut interest rates. Would we who are living on Main Street or some variation of it see an immediate benefit?
Yeah, well, that's the interesting question, right? So when you lower rates to zero, that favors Wall Street because they're clever and they can make money, and then the average person isn't making any interest rate on their retirement accounts, and so it hurts Main Street.
Okay.
But right now, what you see is Trump with his tariff policies and his tax policies and his immigration push, right? 20 million illegals minimum. Some people have it at 30 million, right? That crushes the wage rate of the working class. And so what Trump is saying is, look, I'm trying to fix the world right now, pal, if you haven't noticed, right? Plus, we got wars that were left to me. I didn't start any of them. I'm trying to end them. It's not as easy as I thought, maybe, because I got globalists all around me pushing every button you can imagine. But, you know, give me a little latitude here, right? Print a little money because it'll juice the stock market, right? The stock market will go up a little bit, give everyone a little bit of breathing room while I'm working on changing the major institutions that have left us high and dry, right? And Tucker had this amazing review of the role of our CIA since 53, right? We overturned Mossadegh, who was a Western guy back in 53. And as a result of that, we ended up, you know, with the unintended consequence of Ayatollah and a Shiite, Islamic revolution 25 years later.
Yep.
And we're still living with that. And so our elitists, if they were smart and they were true elites and the most educated of us all, but the foreign policy of this last year is, I think, somewhat ballpark, you know, it's $8 trillion for just two wars. So let's just say $20 trillion total since 53, $20 trillion on war.
No.
And the reason we replaced Mossadegh was we didn't like the oil price. Well, take $20 trillion divided by, you know, on average going back then, $2 a gallon for gas.
Yep.
And, you know, that's about 2 trillion gallons of gas you could buy the American people.
Right?
So give everyone a plat, go buy, you know, Fritos and chips and a Coke as well while you're at the gas station. And it's just obscene, right?
Yep.
It's just obscene.
Yep, it is absolute craziness. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave, the Senior Vice President at Liberty University for Business Relations, not here on behalf of Liberty. We always like to make that clear. Just talking a little bit about economics and where we are. There's also this talk now with the Trump tax cuts, I guess, permanent. Are they really permanent, or is there always the opportunity? I mean, you are up there in the morass that is Congress. I mean, those folks, if it's in the wrong hands, they could go in and tinker with everything again, couldn't they?
Yeah, no, but it's very hard now because we have the House, the Senate, and the White House, right?
Right.
So the Dems would have to have the House, the Senate, and the White House to reverse that.
Okay.
So what it really means, they're permanent for 10 years, right? And so both sides cheat on the budget process. Sometimes they'll just do something for 5 years in order to make the budget numbers look good right now, and then all the pain comes in years 6 to 10.
Oh.
And, you know, for business planning, the business community wants to know the tax cuts are permanent, so they have a 10-year planning horizon, right? And so that's the major, you know meaning of the permanence right now. It's a good thing.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, and that's the sort of money, if I understand it correctly, because you point this out, and man, you do a great job with it. Again, between those of us who, you know, you get up in the morning, you work a job or you have a business, and maybe you're doing well, but you have to think about things. And folks, people call them the elites, Dave. I don't do that. I call them the elitists because I think so much of it is inside their own heads, and it's not just economic.
Yeah, right.
They really do think they're better than everybody else.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Right.
Right. So these tax cuts benefit people like me, people who say, all right, you know what? We're going to invest in something, or we're going to buy something new. The people who are sitting on, I don't know, $1 trillion or whatever it is, they don't need to spend anything because they have some extra tax dollars.
Yeah, no, that's right. And so, you know, it's both sides of the coin. If you do tax cuts, the rich get the big benefit from the tax cuts. But what the left always misses is that's because the rich pay all the taxes.
Right.
And that number is actually very close, right? So that's a wash.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on other channels, I've made the remarks that, you know, if you really want to pump economic growth, you know, you can take a little bit of the marginal rate reduction away from the rich and give it back to the rich in terms of, you know, immediate expensing, capital formation, and you know, if they invest in manufacturing, and most importantly, if they invest in human capital. The liberals are all gone, right? Everyone acts like a liberal. There's no liberals anymore.
That's right.
They're all cray-cray lefties.
Yep.
And the evidence is the literacy rate for the poor kids in Chicago is 12%. And you can go look that up, Illinois Public Policy Institute, whatever, right? And so no one's looking out for the – when you talk about Main Street, you want to give these kids a chance, right? And so Trump is bringing manufacturing back to this country, American businesses already committed, $10 trillion from the world.
Right.
That's a lot of money,
right?
Coming back here to provide capital, and when Americans work with capital – in their hands, they do great things, and their wages go up. And so that's what we're trying to get back to. And these the Democrat moderates, right, all political views are my own, but the moderates are not moderate. That, you know, they voted for every single war. They voted for the green policies that benefit China makes 70% of the green stuff. So I don't know what that was about. That was just a subsidy to the cronies up there. And they never have to explain anything in the great papers of our times, like the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I mean, it's just, it's an embarrassment.
It is. And I like you, long for the days of the classic liberals.
Same here.
Right? They'd be on our side on all of this. And the idea that these progressives, they can take whatever talking point they want and pretend it's theirs, but they clearly don't care about kids. They don't care about humanity. They don't care. We don't have to go to Chicago, Dave. Last year, the year before, there wasn't a single solitary seventh grader in the Richmond public schools who met grade level SOL scores.
Yeah,
on
right.
Math. Not
right,
a single one.
Right.
So,
yep. No, that's it's amazing. And these companies, they put out nice sounding things. You know, we're building evergreen trees on our roof to save the environment, but they're not investing in the workforce in their own community. And so they can talk till they're green in the face, but until they get the kids, and then on top of it, they have the gall to say, we don't have any American workers ready to go. I'm like, well, yeah, that's because you haven't done anything.
That's right.
Right? You have not taken care of the kids. Get on it. And I'm not talking about all business guys, right?
Yeah.
But
the,
you can look at the Magnificent Seven, for example, and see where they're shoving their money. And it always seems to roll back to them, right? When you put a line in the budget of the government, it goes back to you, the rich. The average person on Main Street doesn't get to put a line in the budget.
That's right. Right?
It's absurd. And so you got to get rid of this Leviathan and the deep state. And all the evidence is coming out, right? The Chinese affecting the elections in 2020. I mean, it's all coming in. The CIA, Brennan, and what's his name? The head of the FBI, Comey.
Yeah.
They're all in the hot seat now. The information's all coming out. The CIA let out some stuff on the Kennedy murder.
Right.
That hasn't synced in yet, right?
Right?
Once people figure out what that means, they'll have more questions. And so, you know, it'd be great if we had someone, you know, in Congress and the CIA or something like that. You know, I'm sure they would tell the truth about everything.
Well, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Comey couldn't happen to two nicer guys.
I'm looking
forward to seeing what they have to say or not to say. Dave, it is always such a pleasure to have you here, my friend. I want to remind everybody that while you are the Senior Vice President for Business Relations at Liberty University, a great school that everybody should have on their list to look at, you're not here on behalf of Liberty. That just happens to be your day job, but you're here to share some thoughts, and we're just grateful. We're always grateful when you've got time for us, my friends.
Yep, you bet. Everybody just stick to the fundamentals. Go educate those kids. Take a trip to Liberty. Say hi someday. And thanks, Jeff, for the great show. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, brother. That is Dr. Dave Brandt. Great, great guy. Great insight. And believe it or not, joins us each and every Friday when, you know, he's not traversing the globe. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRPA. 3:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA on a Friday. It's sunny, it's warm, it's 90. It is Friday. I'm going to mention that again. You know why? Because it's Friday. That's why. Tomorrow, that would be Saturday. You are correct. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who hosts In the Garage with Stan Andruski, will be hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski that airs at 8 a.m. Saturday right here on this radio station. It is, without question, the best weekend radio show anywhere. And you need to be listening at 8 a.m. And to give you a little sneak peek, Stan is kind enough each and every Friday afternoon to drop by right around 4:35. This hot weather has taken toll for some people. I'm getting more notes. People saying, Jeff, my battery died. Well, yeah. I've got the boys switching off each day, making sure they get outside and start up the cars and just make sure that the batteries are charged. You know, we're using one in a day. Maybe Heidi and I are going different directions, so we got two that are being used, but invariably something is not in use. And so you got to start it every day. Let it run for 10, 15 minutes, charge that battery up, and it keeps you from heading out there after a 90 or a 98-degree day and finding that your battery is dead. I'm getting the notes as well from AAA, where they have their battery truck. That's all they do. That's all they do. They come right to your house and replace the battery. I don't know the quality of them. I'll leave that up to Stan, but we'll talk about that at 4:35. It is 3:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It's Friday. We've made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We're holding steady at 90 degrees. You heard Matt DiNardo. 8 News a couple of moments ago. Definitely the possibility of some pop-up thunderstorms, which, I will remind you, is essentially every day during the summer in Central Virginia, but perhaps today somewhat more pronounced. All right. James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I asked about the AR. I'm going to be headed over to New American Arms, I don't know, maybe next week. I got to make some time in the schedule, but I'm going to be headed over there, and I'm looking at getting a couple of items. I do want to get the red dot sights for some things and take a look at some other things, thinking maybe a new pistol of some sort and possibly the AR, just because I don't have one. And you don't need one. Well, no, I don't need one, but I've just been thinking about it. That's all I'm going to say. So I don't really have a lot of experience with it. If memory serves, I've taken one or two or five passes with it, if you will, on the range with somebody else and thrown a little lead down range with it. But I don't really know as an owner, as someone who would be shooting it regularly. Good, bad, and different. I don't know. So, yeah, I'll definitely make a trip out to the range with it. But I was just curious if you've got an AR of some sort in your collection, what you think of it. Do you like it? And I'm looking at some really, really good texts rolling in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Rob from Ashland. I have almost 40 years of experience with both the military and civilian M/AR platforms. Also was a military instructor, an NRA rifle instructor, and yeah, the AR, it's a good rifle for a myriad of uses, rather easy to use, no problem to put a red dot on it, can do it, and quickly. Good, I like that. I like that. Tommy says, hey, Jeff, when you get the chance to talk to any of the people running for office, please remind them that no other country on the planet lets you just show up and stay. You are correct. Yep. 3D down in North Chesterfield. Oh, just this one of those nice, polite, huggy sort of things. Jeff, I just want to thank you and your family for being here. Wow, thank you very much. Big thank you to you for having Dave Brad on so often. He's truly a great man. I agree. All right. Someone else saying, Jeff, learn to shoot with the straight iron sights on your firearm before you invest in the red dot. Learn the capabilities of your firearm and your comfort with. Yeah, this is not my first firearm. That I guess I better make clear. I know there's some people that perhaps it would be their first, and they don't know anything, which is fine. A good way to, you know, get acquainted. But this is not my first go around. So yeah, I would do that. But I really have come to appreciate what the red dots are able to do. Jeff, God has put you in this special place and time. You exposed Bob Good for who and what he really was, and because of you, you got John McGuire where he is today. Now we need to expose Abigail Spanberger for the con. Okay. The con and snake.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
She is. You need to expose what a dirty and manipulative snake she is. Okay. All right. Well, all I can do, as you know, is tell the truth about her, and telling the truth, you can then form your own conclusions. I don't think she's good for this Commonwealth. I think she would absolutely destroy what Governor Youngkin has been able to build over the last 4 years. This is a very important time in Virginia. Very important time. Because Governor Youngkin and his team, and that includes Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, let us be very, very clear about that. They have been able to right the Virginia ship. You saw which way it was headed under the mismanagement, the colossal mismanagement of Ralph Northam and Terry McAuliffe. You watched as Ralph Northam locked your kids and my kids out of schools. And when he finally allowed them back in schools, they looked like the freaking Michelin Man, bandaged head to toe in hermetically sealed cubicles. That was Ralph Northam. And CIA Abbey is right there. Right there. Look at the businesses which have chosen to come to Virginia over the last 4 years. Spamberger would destroy that. Spamberger would dictate that you belong to a union. Period. End of story. Whether you wanted to or not. I have belonged to unions over the years. I'm not anti-union by any stretch of the imagination. My dad actually was one of the founders of a union at one of his places of employment. I was very active in union activities when I was a cop up north. So I'm not anti-union. That I have to say over and over and over again. However, I've also been on the inside, and I know what goes on. I know in Boston, as an example, we used to be mandatory union members. We were AFTRA, the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and they merged with the Screen Actors Guild. And the best thing I got out of being a member of AFTRA is I got really cool-looking checks that indicated I was a member of AFTRA-SAG. And I thought that was really cool. But other than that, I didn't get anything. And there was no benefit to me. I had my own contract with the radio company. All I got to do was pay union dues for nothing. And there were a handful of us that eventually said, we just don't want to be part of the union. They said, well, it's mandatory. So there was actually a vote, and the union was decertified. And we didn't have to belong anymore. And you know what happened? Fundamentally nothing, except everybody had more money in their wallet because you weren't paying union dues anymore. If you want to belong to a union, belong to a union. If you think it's the best way to go, then by all means, do it. I'm not here to stop you. What I am here to do is to say you shouldn't be able to force someone to pay those union dues. You should not be able to force someone who is working to provide for their family, force them to take even more money that should be going to their kids or to their mortgage or a car payment or college tuition or food or diapers, and force them to pay it to the union. That is just flat out wrong. And that is exactly what Abigail Spamberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones would bring to our beloved Commonwealth. 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 421, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Some little snippets here. Germ, if you've got the Governor Youngkin. Governor Youngkin was with us yesterday. And just a heads up, if you didn't hear the governor yesterday, you missed some great stuff because he was, he was just hitting it out of the park. But he talked about the CNBC situation. And you have heard all day from Spamberger trying to make political hay out of these CNBC numbers, right? The ranking where Virginia went from first in the nation for business to fourth. Spamberger, a socialist who would simply destroy the economy given the chance, she would like to blame Governor Youngkin for that drop. Governor Youngkin beat her to the punch because he was here yesterday talking about what those CNBC numbers really mean, why they're looking the way they are. Jeremy, if you've got that, let's hear it.
Virginia is number one, and I just want to tell everybody that we are number one when it comes to investment. We've had huge job growth, and what CNBC did was they changed their criteria this year, and biggest thing they changed was they were going to penalize states for doing business with the federal government. So if you had a lot of federal government work, then you got penalized. And that took us from one to four. In fact, they've missed it. They've missed it completely. Because what we've done over the last 4 years is grow at a substantial pace the private sector in Virginia. And therefore, we have seen that huge investment, $120 billion. We've seen huge job growth, as I said, of 350,000 cumulative jobs between those already taken and those that have been committed to. We have 200,000 jobs in Virginia that are open that haven't been filled yet. And so the private sector is roaring in Virginia. And what I constantly have to remind everybody is the vast disproportionate amount of the federal workforce in Virginia works for defense, national security, and the intelligence community. And these are areas that are getting more investment from the federal government. And so I just think CNBC missed it. I think it's a bust in their methodology. We were in still ranked number one in education. We, in fact, were number two in infrastructure. We were top 10 in business friendliness and access to capital and all of these things that drive the great results we've had. And I think this penalty that they put on us for being next to Washington, where we have so much defense investment that's going to grow, I think was not only wrong, but I think it really has caused them to misrank us this year. Listen, we're number four. We're sitting here next to Florida, Texas, and North Carolina. And of course, behind us are Tennessee, South Carolina, and Georgia. And as I said, we're in the SEC of economic development. Every company that we compete with, we're competing against these states, and we win a ton of them. And I think this is, Jeff, why it's so important that we pay attention to this election in November. Let's be real. What we have proven is conservative, common sense policies work. You can grow the economy, grow jobs, grow opportunity, and as a result, you grow government surplus. We have $10 billion of government surpluses that we have run since I've been in office.
Excellent. And let me point out for the record, because I don't think my pal Jeremy necessarily gets the kudos that he deserves on a regular basis. Jeremy has done wonderful work. And I just mentioned that. Jeremy, it's not your anniversary, right? I don't. Whatever it is. But Jeremy is always right there getting the stuff done that needs to be done. And on the fly there, I said, hey, I've been hearing the spam burger stuff. God, everywhere I go, you know, they're sharing spam burgers and this. All right, well, spam burger's late to the game as always. And her her comments are based entirely on political reasons, ignoring, as she always does, the facts that are actually in evidence. What are you going to do? Hey, Stan Andruski's coming up at 4:35. We'll talk about cars. It'll be fun. 4:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Hey, we've made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I just got a note that I have to share with you. Beaver Dam Grill LLC has decided they are going to get on board the Team Katz experience. So here's what was just posted. Starting this weekend and running till August 16th, we will be part of Team Katz. We will be donating $1 for every appetizer sold, as well as collecting donations for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. This is a great cause. When you come see us, please donate. Thanks from all of us at Beaver Dam Grill. And Beaver Dam Grill is going to be out. Let me see. This Saturday, they're going to be at Deer Run Produce in Montpelier. Sunday, they're going to be at Southern Revere Cellars. Love it. Well, thank you to Beaver Dam Grill. When I tell you, now you're going to think I'm making this up, but it's absolutely true. I don't know Beaver Dam Grill. I don't know the people behind it. However, I'm going to learn exactly who they are and do my best to support them if they've decided that they're going to support Team Katz as we do our best to help out the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Look, we're trying to raise $100,000 total amongst four teams. So I have a team that I've put together, and you're absolutely welcome to join. We've got Jake's Place on board. We now have Beaver Dam Grill on board. We have the Pie Safe Baking Company on board. And I got a note from the Morrisseys. My dear pal, Emily Morrissey, who's like the queen of bracelets, bracelet royalty, actually. They are on board Team Cats, and they have shipped me, I believe it's 25 very special father-friendly bracelets. And we will be selling those, and all the money's going to go to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia for the Team Cats efforts. Anyway, now that I've bragged about myself all that much, let me brag about my brother from another mother, Stan Drewski. Stan Andruski, the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. During the week, you'll find him either at Certified Auto Repair or at Arts Automotive Service. Every Saturday morning, starting at 8, he hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere and takes your questions and provides very good answers about your car. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. I don't think you were talking really about yourself. I think you were talking about the Fatherhood Foundation, which, you know, is near and dear to my heart. Signed, certified, and arts up. We're going to help. I don't know how yet, but we're going to donate, and we're going to put some kind of deal together where you guys get proceeds from, I don't know, probably every car that comes in. I want to help, and I want to help drastically. So sign us up, Megan and I.
Wow.
100% on board. Don't know what it's going to be, but you'll know within the next few days, by Monday or so, be able to come up with something and talk with you and see what you think might work. But we want to help. If we could fix our fathers, man, this world has a lot of issues because a lot of us didn't have good dads to kind of teach us how, and their dads might not have taught them. So it goes a few generations deep. It's time to start building up our men again, and sign me up. Super proud of you for doing it again, Jeff. It's a big deal, things that you do. This takes a lot of energy to be involved. And you don't think it does. Oh, it's just nothing. No, it does. He's trying to organize. He's trying to get things together. So from the bottom of my heart, Jeff, thank you, because it's only going to make Central Virginia better.
Wow. Well, all right. You are far too kind. I appreciate that, though. That's great. I'm blown away. I really do appreciate that. Let's, Stan, we got to talk a little bit about cars, my friend. We got to talk a lot about cars. I personally, like, I know anything. I've been getting notes from people saying, Jeff, my battery is dead. And it is because we've been up around 100 degrees, right?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of batteries that have died this year. Good news is we've had, I think, one or two interstates, which is unusual, but they were under a free replacement warranty. So they came in. You know, that's what we carry, interstates. They come in, they get a free replacement. And they're out the door. And so that's really good that we were able to do that. But we've had a lot of others who don't have. There's a lot of different battery makers out there. And, you know, they don't seem to make it through their, 70-month or 60-month time frame a lot anymore with this heat. A lot of manufacturers are having issues. So, yes, batteries are dying. I'll tell you, the other thing we've had is a lot of coolant system issues, which we haven't seen in a few years. And I just related to the fact that a lot of the manufacturers – have really came out here and said, for probably 20 years, hey, you have extended life coolant. You don't have to change this stuff for 5 years. It'll protect you. But we found something out just a few years ago that we test for. We test for how well it can cool and your boiling point to make sure it's not overheating. But we also check for corrosive levels on these coolants. And what we found is we can't find one of these extended life coolants out here that can protect you for 5 years from the boiling point or freezing. They can usually do pretty good with that, even more than 5 years, some of them. But the corrosion level that starts eating away at the hoses, the clamps, any metal, water pumps. We've had a lot of overheating this summer already. And I say already because July 4th sometimes seems like it's the end of summer. But don't forget, summer was just 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks ago. The first day of summer, right?
Yep.
So it seems like it's like almost over. It's not. It's like literally still the beginning of summer. But school goes back so much early for a lot of communities, so we think it's like, oh, well, it's almost over. But the truth is we've seen a lot of that. So we check for corrosion. We have strips that can check. If your coolant, is below 8.5, you're corrosive. If it's above 11, you're the other way, where it's not able to really keep it cool or warm well enough. So, yes, batteries. Anything that, just like humans, cars are very similar. I always say, you and I talk about it, I think you should let them warm up before you drive them, especially as they get older. right? I don't want to just run out in the morning and go run up the street for a mile. I've got to do some stretching, because if I don't, I'm going to be sorry. And so, you know, cars can get affected by the heat just like we can. Yeah. I mean, you call me the car whisperer, they tell me, okay? Tell I see it.
It's crazy. That cooling stuff. Now, Stan, this is an interesting one, because you have continued, as long as I have known you, have said, hey, owner's manuals, sadly, are being written by the salespeople who are saying you don't have to change the oil for 10,000 miles. You don't have to change this. This is lifetime, blah, blah, blah. So are they trying to do the same thing with the coolants, or do they really believe that it's all okay if you let it go that long?
So this is the crazy thing, right? I don't blame the salespeople at all. It was engineers up until about 97, and now what happened was the cars became so competitive. Yeah. We like to joke around a lot about, oh, well, my Chevy's better than your Ford and my Toyota. Look, almost any car built today is going to last a couple hundred thousand miles if you just barely take care of it. If you really take care of it, you're not going to have a lot of problems during that time if you maintain it. We've talked about that.
That's
but
right.
What I want to say, the sales teams aren't to blame. They just have to make it look like you're than the Ford does. So what they've done is they go to these oil companies, or they'll go to the, and they'll take their claim as face value. Oh, look, this coolant can go, you know, 5 years, 70,000 miles, or this is a lifetime transmission fluid. Look, well, and then you look the fine print, and BMW says lifetime is 40 to 60,000 miles. Well, that's not a lifetime where I'm from of a vehicle, but that's what they've done. So the engineers are all cringing. Yeah. They'll all say don't go 10,000 mile oil changes. So I tell you, we have our maintenance. I've done maintenance this way for 30 years, Jeff. Right. The fluids have not changed very much, believe it or don't. A lot of great additives have come out. You know, the BG's been out there. They'll guarantee you, if you use their additive, they'll guarantee your engine for life. You know, they'll give you $6,000, $7,000 right now for an engine if it fails, if you just use their product. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to use their oil. Just add their product to your oil. So, yes, I'm a huge component on making sure my customers know how to take care of their vehicles correctly. You could say it's almost like my doctor. You know, you should be going to a physical every year. You should be taking care of this. These are things you need to get done over the next couple of years as you approach this age. No different for your cars. We just want to make sure that you know that these are the priorities that this thing is going to need, whatever you brought it in for, anything safety related. And then these are what's coming up for your maintenance that you could budget for a later time. Your tires, by the next 6 or 8 months, you might need some new tires. We have to start looking that direction. We want to help customers start to actually prepare so they're not caught off guard when they walk in with some big, giant bill. It's a big deal.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And everybody should be aware of that. Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service, when you're in there, they have a priority system. And I've seen it up close and personal for a decade where they will say it's just like a traffic light, red, yellow, and green. This, you need brakes, period, end of story. You need to be able to stop. I don't know, the fabric on a seat you might want to look at some point when you have some extra money and everything in between. So that's the vital part. And let's give credit where credit is due, Stan. It wasn't you that came up with that priority system, was it?
No, it was Megan. Megan said that, and she got all the cars out of the waiting room and said, look, people need to walk in here and be comfortable. All people, women, guys who aren't comfortable with car repair either. There's plenty of, you know, guys that don't feel comfortable talking about it either. So, but she was like, I want this to be comfortable for anybody that walks in, and we want to be a plan. You know, you're an expert, Stan. That's what she said. You guys are experts. You are the experts in the field. You are seeing these cars doing massive amounts of repair. Between Arts and Certified, we're doing almost 1,000 cars a month right now, and that's a big deal between two stores. Right. And how many have I done over the last 30 years? And they haven't changed a whole lot. And so the technology has as far as safety, things like that. But as far as it's still an internal combustion engine, even the EVs, Jeff, they're a battery, but they still have suspension components that go bad. They still have the same components as your regular car does. So it's been awesome. It's been awesome. We love doing it. We love doing it, giving back to the community and being the people who can say, hey, if you can spend, you know, this dollar on your maintenance, you're going to save $5,000 to $7,000 on repairs in the lifetime of your vehicle. That's what it's at. Like, you spend $1,000 in maintenance 1 year, you're going to save $3,000 to $5,000. I'm sorry, five to seven. That's the old 3 to 5 before COVID. It's $5,000 to $7,000 now in repairs is the estimated savings. It's absolutely crazy. So we love doing that. And don't forget, Jeff, I mentioned how many cars we're working on. I want to tell you, since we started this last month, I think that might have been your idea, but we're giving free AC checks to everybody in Virginia. You got to make an appointment. We're over 400 AC checks between Arts Automotive Service and Certified. We're not charging anything. We're bringing it in. We're going to put the gauges on. We're going to give you a very good idea of what's going on with your car for the AC. Sometimes you have an O-ring leak, and sometimes we'll see the leak really quick. It's a quick fix or a straighter valve. So we've fixed so many people's air conditions this summer. We just don't want you to pay for the check. I mean, diagnostics is a big deal. I pay my guys to do these checks still. They have got to get paid for what they know. You can't just go to a parts store and think you're going to get the same thing as a professional master tech. You're just not. But when they come in, they're like, hey, and I ask them, what's the most important thing? Well, you already have the cheapest prices on oil changes I've ever seen. Our blend's $19.99 for an oil change on an average car. Mm. I mean, who still does that? We don't. We're just trying to help people. There's no money made on that.
Yep.
But my guys are like, you already do that. What else can we do? And we had a poll, and I do remember actually what happened. I told you about this. And the way we came up with it was they just said, well, how many people come in here with AC issues? Let's just give them AC checks so they can – So they if they're older, if they have issues, and believe me, we're helping older people who might not be able to pay for the job for their job as well, because we don't need them sitting in sitting in their car or going shopping and not having AC like they need.
Exactly.
Just remember, free AC checks all summer. We're not going to stop until I don't know September sometime, end of September. Maybe we won't stop at all. Maybe it'll just be what we do all year.
I love it. Well, Stan, I know you got to run. We got to run. We will see you tomorrow morning in the garage. That is Stan Andruski. Again, free auto checks at Certified Auto Repair. Free auto checks at Arts Automotive Service. You got to call and make the appointment, though. Simple as that. 448, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. We have made it to Friday. That is absolutely true. Congratulations. Cell five fives all the way around. We're holding steady at 91 degrees. We've got the possibility of some showers and thunderstorms because it's summertime in Central Virginia. It's really that simple. We are really taking off as far as the folks getting on board with Team Katz. I really appreciate that. I hadn't actively solicited anybody. This is all organic, as they say. All people reaching out saying, hey, we know you do a lot of work with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We like that. We appreciate it. We support it. We'd like to help. So a lot of people that are doing that. So I am most grateful. I really am. I am most grateful to anyone and everyone who is trying to help us with this. In theory, it's a competition. We are set up like the Final Four in the big basketball tournament. But the reality is, when you take all that away, and it'll be fun, and it is fun, but the reality is these four teams comprise of some really dedicated dads any way you slice it. Team Katz obviously has the best dads on it. I didn't feel like I had to say that, but I've said it because clearly I've got the best dads. But the other guys have got pretty good dads as well. They're everybody's solid in this. And we're all together trying to raise $100,000 for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. It's the 10th anniversary of the father figure. That is our big event, our signature event. Last year, it won the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best Nonprofit Event in Central Virginia. So we're trying to help them out. And mentioning the Richmond Times-Dispatch, once again this year, the Jeff Katz Show has made it into the final list for Best Afternoon Radio Show. The voting begins on July 16th. That's only a couple of days away. There will be a Jeff Katz text to vote number. There'll be the website voting. You'll be able to vote once each day with each option. And I should tell you, I share a producer. Jeremy, on the weekends, does producing for Sam Newsman. Sam Newsman, as I understand it, is actually a finalist in his category as well. Jeremy, I think we should see if Mr. Newsman might be available to chat at some point. It is 4:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Never gotten the most important lapel pin. So I'm going to share a photo of that later. All right, I'll put it up on Facebook. You'll be able to see it. Next week, we've got some great stuff going on. We should have somebody from the Squirrels. The Squirrels are doing this throwback stuff. Does anybody remember the Richmond Virginians? I don't. This is far, far before my time, but man, how cool is this? The Richmond Virginians played here in Richmond. They were actually a Yankees affiliate. Now, as you know, I'm a Red Sox person, so I just detest the Yankees because I like sleeping in the master bedroom. But the Squirrels have come up with some really cool throwback stuff, hats and shirts and jerseys with the old Richmond Virginians on them. So we're going to have somebody on next week to talk a little bit about that and tell you about some of the things that are going on in the season. There's some great stuff going on there. Let me share with you another little snippet here. This is MSNBC. All right, there, I said it. I said it out loud. Hold on a second. Wait. Okay, take a sip of whatever beverage you have so that you do not spit it on your windshield or your laptop. Now, after you have this warning, and I'm going to remind you, I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. No, it's all right. You're welcome. Cut number two, please.
It's kind of interesting, Jen, because it's also, we talk about deficits being against Republican orthodoxy. So is government overreach. So are these, this sort of, like Norm says, so is the sort of this force that we've just created of people who take people off the streets. I mean, our founding fathers 249 years ago, if someone told them this is what's going to happen, they limited the ability of the military, of the government, and the force that they could use against Americans. Another place we've gone in the wrong direction.
They are no longer conservatives. There is no Republican Party. There is a fascist party that is supporting the cult of the great leader. And as a result, they're turning us into a police state. We are going to have not only one detention camp like the one in Miami or the Everglades that people are using a funny term to describe. We're going to have those kind of camps all over the country. We still have 200 individuals rotting away in CECOT. We have an occupied city in Los Angeles where people are still being terrorized. A new lawsuit being filed describing the really inhumane conditions that are taking place. This is one giant human rights atrocity in the making. If this were another country, we would be putting sanctions on them. So the notion that these people care about a limited government, about a restricted executive, about living within our means, this is nonsense. They no longer believe in anything other than getting reelected, feeding money to their enormously rich donors, and paying tribute to Donald Trump. And if this isn't a wake-up call for the American people that we have one normal party and one fascist party that is not only attacking our democracy, but attacking our health, our security, our nutrition, I don't know what will.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Of course you agree with her, because you're both bat crap crazy. Because you're both on MSNBC.
What a maroon.
Exactly. You better hit that another time, because there were two of them.
What a maroon.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Couple of maroons. Oh, that's Jennifer Rubin, by the way. Jennifer Rubin, it's so interesting to watch her morphing. She used to be the go-to, quote, Republican for every left-wing outlet. And maybe she still is. I don't know. I don't know. But it's just nuts. She is as crazy as the rest of them. And I do have to wonder, and I do mean seriously, I have to wonder, are there folks who believe what it is that she's saying? I share this with you on a fairly regular basis because I figure you and I, we've been around the block. We know that she's just full of crap. We know it's on MSNBC, so everybody there is full of crap. But I wonder, are there people who still are listening to her and think they're hearing something that was valid? Anybody who's listening to her going, oh yeah, well, you know, the Republic, that's a fascist party. Do people question what she has to say, or do they just somehow, some way, accept it? I don't know. I don't know the answer to it. Sadly, I mean, we saw people vote and continue to vote in a way that I suppose would tie in with her ludicrous view of the world. So maybe there are crazy people out there that believe it. I would urge you, if you know people like that, do your best to try and educate them and make sure they know exactly what is real and what is Jennifer Rubin and MSNBC, because reality is not actually connected to any of those things. It is 516, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. Man, oh man. Whew. We have made it. Yeah. Sell five fives all the way around. Coming up in a couple of moments, Sam Richardson's going to be joining us. Looking forward to chatting with Sam. Sam and I... trying to think, somebody introduced us and we had a chance to sit down and just have a cup of coffee and talk about a few issues. And I said, I'd love to get you on the air on a fairly regular basis. Sam is with the Jewish Federation here in Central Virginia. It's interesting to me, especially, to see what has happened. What has happened since October the 7th, 2023, particularly within the Jewish community. Within the Jewish community, there's been one of two responses to October the 7th. There has either been a renewed interest in and pride in your faith, your heritage, being Jewish, or it's been exactly the opposite, 180 degrees the opposite. It has been closing your eyes or hiding and saying, that's it, forget about it. I don't want anybody to know. And I'd like to say that it, somewhere in the middle is where most people are. I don't think so. I think there are a lot of people choosing one side or the other. I think I personally have had a renewed degree of pride in my Judaism and have spoken even more about it. It's bizarre that I, little old me, am probably, it's going to sound weird and I don't mean it to sound egotistical, but probably the most prominent Jewish person in Central Virginia. Strikes me as a little weird because it's never been the case wherever I've lived throughout my entire life, but it does seem to be the case now. So, you know, we end the program on Fridays by playing Hatikva. That is the Israeli national anthem. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope. We've played it every Friday since these horrible attacks of October the 7th, 2023. I have been headed to Israel, what is it, Germany? Now, three separate occasions. Each of the trips was canceled. But fingers are crossed, toes are crossed, God willing, I am now less than 1 month away heading to Israel. And this is not a tour. It's not a vacation. I am heading there as part of the team with Newsmax TV. I am headed there at the invitation of the president of Israel. It's a very, very, very special trip. I'll tell you more the closer that we get to it, of course, but I cannot tell you how excited I am. I cannot tell you how meaningful and important this trip is going to be. I've never been to Israel. I've talked about it. Heidi has been there. Harry has been there. Joe has been there. Julie and I are the two members of the family who have not been there. But in August, I'm headed there. And I'm excited about it. And I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to get back and provide some insight and information to everyone on it. Just one of those things, you know what I'm saying? Sam Richardson will be with us at 5:35. It's 5:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Temperature-wise, we're holding steady, 90 degrees. That's kind of where we've been all afternoon. At some point, it's going to break a little bit. Overnight lows, I think, right around 70, 71. And, of course, the chance for showers and thunderstorms, all that kind of good stuff. A couple of moments ago, I was sharing with you that, in my opinion, since October the 7th, 2023, we've seen an interesting development inside the Jewish community, with about half of us saying, man, I got to get more active. I've got to be more visible. I got to let people know I'm Jewish and I'm proud to be Jewish. And we've got to stand with Israel. We've got to stand with the Jewish community writ large. And I would say probably just about half of our community saying, oh, that's it. Forget it. I don't want to say anything. I don't want anybody to know anything. And, well, it's just been an interesting period of time. Sam Richardson is the executive director over at the JCRC, Jewish Community Federation as well. I forget all of his titles. They're all very, very impressive. Far more than I have, but he is kind enough to join us on a pretty regular basis. And he's just gotten back from a couple of trips up to D.C., and I want to talk about those. Sam, good afternoon. Welcome, my friend.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm just JCRC, nothing fancy.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll take that. You're doing good stuff over there. So, a couple of weeks back, you were up in D.C. this national conference with the Jewish Federation, talking about security within the Jewish community. Give us a little insight on that, would you please?
Well, as your listeners may know, there were two specific events in the spring. The first was the very tragic shooting of two Jewish people outside of the Israeli embassy in D.C. Mm-hmm. And that was something that really hit us to the core, that something like that could happen in our nation's capital as an anti-Jewish, anti-Israeli violent act. And then in Boulder, Colorado, my home state, there was a literal fire attack against people marching in support of Israel, yes, where a Holocaust survivor's life was taken. And we knew that we were vulnerable in our communities. Yep. We didn't realize how vulnerable until those two incidents. And so the National Federation organization called together an emergency fly-in in Washington for all of the state and local Federation branches to come in and discuss what happened, why, understand what we can do to take proactive measures, both hardening our institutions as well as training our security teams and our normal everyday people how to recognize when there might be something awry and to take action, call authorities, and to not be bystanders.
Mm. Well, tell me how it's working. Are we seeing enhanced security measures? Is there something else going on? How is it playing out?
Community by community, there are enhancements taking place. In our community, we have ongoing training for security teams. There are regular regional and statewide security calls with synagogue officials, with agency officials from like Jewish Family Services, Jewish Community Centers, and we are doing our best to help people understand what they need to be aware. So just one small example would be that in a synagogue setting, it's important to make sure that you don't only do a check of the inside of the building during services in hopes that nobody got in through the locked door, but also do an outside check of the perimeter to make sure there's nobody walking around looking for opportunity to shoot through a window or take advantage of somebody coming out to their car alone because they're leaving early. And so we're doing that work. Almost every congregation of which I am aware has off-duty police officers. So you've got a black and white vehicle there in the parking lot so that if there are anybody who wants to cause a problem, they know that there are police on site. And, of course, that's not something that is usually budgeted for. And so we have to pay for it, and that takes away from other programming. What we are waiting on is at the state and federal level is funding, easier accessible funding to actually harden our community centers and our synagogues, ensure that the glass is a non-breakable type, ensure that the security systems are of the latest technology, ensure that the alarm systems are notifying all authorities that need to be aware if there is a breach. Virginia and the federal government both have nonprofit security grant programs, which is fabulous. And these programs have existed before October 7th.
Right.
What we didn't know until after October 7th was how much we needed to be using these at the local level and how much red tape was involved in obtaining these funds and actually putting them to use. And there's different issues at the state and the federal levels, but that's one of the things that the Federation was asking from our congressmen and senators to make it easier for synagogues and community centers to obtain those funds so that they can be put to use and increase the allocation from $450 million to $1 trillion because the need is real, it's immediate, and we need these funds.
Not the only visit that you had up there to D.C. You were up there as well with CUFI, right? Christians United.
Correct.
Israel. What's involved in that?
This is an organization that was the 20th summit supporting Israel. This is Pastor Hagee's organization, which some of your listeners may be aware of. An evangelical pastor with a fairly large church, but he has gathered around him a group of Christian leaders as well as Jewish leaders to bring Christians together to say, we are going to stand with Israel with our dollars, with our votes, and we are even going to come together every year to not only celebrate our commitment to Israel, but to also go to Capitol Hill and to let our congressmen, senators know that there are specific issues that they need to be aware of in order to strengthen the U.S.-Israel alliance, friendship, as well as protect Jews and Christians in the United States.
Let me ask you this, Sam, because it's such a wonderful idea, and I'm certainly familiar with Pastor Hagee and his support for Israel. What about something locally? Could you, I don't know, meet up with leaders in the Central Virginia Christian community? Would that be something that you think would be valuable?
That is excellent, yes, and we are trying to do that in small ways. Unfortunately, the history between the Jewish and Christian communities has been, in some cases, negative, in other cases, tense, in other cases, simply just net neutral because of different interests. And so we may come together in business or we may come together in politics, but as Jews and Christians, especially since October 7th, it's been something that has been a little difficult. I had people who I thought were my friends who now will not return a phone call. And many people in the Jewish community have had this experience. That said, I have made some new friends in the Christian community. A big shout out to Jamal Riley of the YMCA. He has been a personal friend of mine, and he has brought pastors that he is affiliated with together to have conversation, to ask questions, and tough questions, not just the softballs, but really ask some serious questions about history, about security, about IDF policy, things like that. There are also Christians Against Racism. That organization has come to us, and we have hosted them and also had a question and answer session. With CUFI specifically, we are going to be gathering together once a quarter, pastors and rabbis, to sit down and just talk about what it's like to be clergy in 2025 and the unique issues that they're having in their congregations as the universe tilts.
Sam, I'm just about out of time, but I have to ask you, for folks who are listening right now, and maybe they are in leadership in a church somewhere in Central Virginia, and their ears perked up because you kind of made an invitation, how would they reach out to you to start that conversation?
I would love to talk to anybody who is interested in just beginning to discover how Christians and Jews can come together and be a support to each other. And the easiest way is to reach out to me via email, srichardson@jewishrichmond.org. And if that's hard to remember, which it might be, just Google Richmond Jewish Federation. It'll come up to jewishrichmond.org. And then go to our staff, and my name will be there, Sam Richardson, JCRC Director.
We will get it up. We'll share it on social media as well. Sam, I always appreciate you being here. Shabbat Shalom. We will
Shabbat Shalom.
Talk very soon. That is Sam Richardson, good guy. So if you're in leadership in a church in Central Virginia, I would reach out to him. It could be a great conversation. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
Bam! It is 5:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday in every single solitary way. What can I tell you? Congratulations, we have made it. Self-high-fives all the way around. Somebody was so kind to me, and they said, you are brilliant, Jeff. And I wanted to stop them there because I knew that whatever they said after that was going to be wrong. But they continued. And I said, yeah, you came up with self high fives. God, I love that. That's great. I didn't come up with it. Diamond Dallas Page came up with it. DDP came up with it. What did I do? I stole it? No, that sounds ugly. I purloined it? That's just stealing with more letters. I borrowed it. So here's the official attribution. That's Diamond Dallas Page. I did not come up with it. But I do love the whole sense of it. Sometimes, seriously, you got to give yourself high fives. Every once in a while, you're looking around, you're going, you know, nobody gets me or nobody appreciates what I do, blah, blah, blah. Usually that's not true, but every once in a while it might be true. But seriously, every once in a while you just have to say, oh, well, the heck with it. I'm doing self high fives. So on Fridays anyway, I believe everybody is entitled to provide themselves with high fives. So that's why I say it. I'm actually high-fiving someone else, Senator John Fetterman. Never thought those words would come out of my mouth. He is standing not just with Israel, he's standing with ICE. As his party does whatever it is his party is doing, Fetterman is standing up and saying, hey, those are law enforcement professionals. Of course they need to be funded and trained and protected, and I stand with them. So there you go. Good for him. Tomorrow morning, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Monday morning, Rich Herrera is back from his little vacation, little adventure with his son. So I'm looking forward to hearing him. 6 o'clock Monday morning. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. We end as we have done since October the 7th, 2023, with the Israeli national anthem, The Hope, HaTikvah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.